This show furnished by GS Medical Center and Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversies. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back. It is Saturday night, and this is a perfect night to talk about some things that many of you have experienced. Wherever you are, driving your car, listening on the internet, just think about, have you had an experience before that you consider paranormal? I know I have. And there's studies that shown that one out of every five people in the United States right now have claimed that they have either been in the presence of a ghost or seen a ghost. One out of three people say that they have seen a loved one recently after they have died. I can tell you that there's something that's happened to me. I've had several experiences, and I know I'm not a nutcase, because a lot of times when you start bringing these things up, people think you're a little bit crazy. But I want to share one with you that happened about, it was about 8 years ago, 2007. So in 2004, my father passed away. I was very close to him. It was difficult. 2007, my youngest son was born. And I had him in one of those little carry things. You know, you put little babies in a little thing, you just pick them up and carry. I had him on a table. I had my computer. I was working on the computer, and he was doing the normal little baby things, making noises, looking around. And all of a sudden, he just started looking straight up in the air, just fixated, like he was looking at something. And then a few seconds later, he started smiling. And then a few more seconds later, he started making little noises and laughing. And I call his name. He wasn't paying attention to me. He's just looking and fixated. So he wasn't paying attention to me. So I started to get up. And right at that moment, when I started to stand up, I felt this whoosh go beside me, similar to like when you know a person is going beside you, they almost brush up against you. And I felt like this energy. 2 seconds later, right across the way, about 2 feet away, I have this huge wine cabinet with multiple pictures on it, like family photos, probably 20 different photos in frames. My dad's picture, my favorite picture of my father when he was like 19, 20 years old, fell forward. Now, there were photographs and frames beside it, behind it. This one fell forward. And then a few seconds later, my little son at that time started looking around being a baby again. Now, I've had a lot of experiences like this. And so we want to talk about this tonight because I think it's important. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. We're going to talk about even the candidates left in the presidency, in the race for president. We're going to talk about these things with a person that I think has a unique perspective. She's been on the show before, and I'm talking about Laura Eisenhower, and she is the great-granddaughter of President Dwight Eisenhower. And we had her on last year when we were talking about the military-industrial complex, but she has made quite a name for herself. I mean, she's an intuitive astrologist, global alchemist, a cosmic mythologist, but what I believe she is more than anything is a person that's really fighting for humanity, because we are in a war for consciousness. A war for consciousness. Where are we going to go in this society? So we're going to talk about a lot of things. And Laura, are you there? And thank you for being here tonight. Laura, can you hear me? You hear me? Yeah. Okay, got you. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm just kicking back like I was listening to a song, and then I heard my name, and I'm like, whoa.
Yes. Well, you were listening to some music. I'm not sure you heard everything I said, but you know, I was talking about.
I did. It was like, yes, absolutely. Thank you for such an amazing introduction. I very much appreciate it.
Well, do you think that paranormal experiences are real. And what I mean by that is that people are seeing ghosts. People are saying they've been abducted by aliens. And there's quite a difference between someone that has an experience that they've seen a loved one that recently died versus an alien abduction. But are we simply seeing into a different dimension, or are people just imagining these things? What do you think?
Oh, the imagination is reality. I mean, you know, we have to remember, you know, we're artists. And if you look at just one color and just the way the light hits it, you can have six different shades of that one color, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think we have to give ourselves a little bit more credit for our experiences, our emotions, our senses, our feelings, our observations, and integrate it, you know, our mental bodies, our emotional bodies, you know, our passions, you know, what drives us, what hurts us, you know, so all that's important to look at. Well, the extraterrestrial, multidimensional factor, whether it's something that feels invasive or something that feels like a friend or an ally as far as a race, yes, absolutely. I would say all that's real, you know, just as much as it's real that you have good and bad bacteria in your stomach, you know, and there's a war going on in your body. But your consciousness is where the balance is held, is where everything is going to align and hold the capability of birthing, you know, something better and higher and more significant without it being removed from the necessary wisdom and revelations that have come along the way in order to, I mean, if you think about it, that's what the balancing act is. It gives us information.
Right.
You know, when we get off balance, we need to, you know, wake up. And when we are in balance, we should take note and produce as much as we possibly can in order to activate others. But we don't need to wait till we're perfect to produce. The whole act of creation, you know, sets everything in motion to at least enable a dialogue that can, you know, color the black and white.
Well, do you know, I think when people have different experiences, and again, we're on a mainstream radio station, and I tell people every Saturday night that we're giving them alternative media on mainstream on Saturday nights, because a lot of people haven't heard these things before, and a lot of people have experiences and they don't know what to make of it. If they tell their friends and family, they're looked upon like they're nut jobs. But when people have these type of experiences, from an emotional or a spiritual standpoint, I believe it's real. I've had people tell me some incredible stories, and when they tell me, it's with great detail. And whether it's they've had some kind of touch by an angel type experience, but what I'm trying to find out is, do you think this is really just us being able to traverse into different dimensions? Because we talk about being a multi-dimensional beings. Is this like when a person is meditating or getting really clear with themselves? Are they able to, are regular people able to traverse into different dimensions this way?
Well, I think it's always been here. I think we're just really like learning to open our eyes. I mean, it's like getting out of a tent in the morning and looking around and looking at the landscape and looking at, you know, the mountain peak and looking at the way the clouds are forming. That was always there. But, you know, when we weren't paying attention or when we were sleeping in, was it not there? I mean, we could get all philosophical and weird about it. I cough because it's kept us from being able to see the reality.
What do you mean by it's the TV? You mean like that it's just controlling people's consciousness or propaganda? What do you mean by the TV?
Well, I think there's a lot of blessings and a lot of things that we need to watch out for. I mean, it's the same thing when you go to the grocery store. You can walk down the aisle and, you know, load up on sugar, or you can go organic and go holistic. All in one grocery store, you're going to have those options. Same thing with a library. You can walk into a bookstore, you know, and feed your mind with some amazing stories that feed the imagination that are fiction. or things that will feed your mind that are nonfiction. But then where's that line drawn? You know, where is there maybe a bleed over, you know, where truth is called fiction, you know, and vice versa. So I think we need to decide what nourishes us. And I feel that the best thing we can do for each other is to support our sovereignty, our internal truth, and what we feel our needs are and what our curiosities are driving us towards.
But it's difficult, Laura. Isn't it difficult, though, in our society? Because we live in a society where the majority of people get their information from very finite places, whether it's television or certain mainstream websites, which is pretty much a controlled media. So the fight is, you know, it's like if you tell someone to eat organic, but every other commercial on TV is beer and pizza. There's a fast food place on every corner that make it super convenient to eat badly, to eat poorly. It's no different, though, with the information on television, right? Because there are things that come on TV that can really help people and informational. But I personally think that the vast majority of television is just not good for most people. So how does a regular person out there overcome this? You know what I'm saying? Because the society has moved in such a way to force this kind of agenda down people's throats, like the right phone to buy, the right clothes to wear, et cetera.
Well, it's like children, you know, you go through different developmental stages. Everybody's at a different stage. You know, if your child rolled over at 4 months compared to your neighbor who had a child that rolled over at 2 months, are they more advanced? No, they're in their own timing. They're moving at whatever pace is, you know, working for them. You know, I think the best thing we can do is just hold space for each other. I don't have a TV. I am not into, you know, the media and this and that. I like to observe and see what's happening, and I do see, you know, where there's nuggets of things that can be beneficial. But you know, what do we do? Well, I think we just need to give each other the space and respect to grow, but to stand our ground and to be true to ourselves by having a voice and not putting up with, you know, being mistreated or abused or undermined or negated. And if that's the way people want to be, you can have a boundary and you can turn it off. You know, so as much as we might want to turn off a media outlet, we also want to turn off the people in our lives that are affecting us, you know, adversely. You know, let's free ourselves. You know, we can be exposed to all sorts of things. It's not about the things that are bad. It's about what do we allow in, how do we perceive it, what do we end up sending back out, and what is this co-creation here? So we want to make the relationship healthy, you know. For some, it might mean never putting on the TV. For others, it might mean observing. And maybe for somebody else, it might mean being programmed for a little while and hitting a wall and having to just sort of wake up. And for somebody else, they might start to, you know, fall into an agenda or a trap that they might, you know, try and push and promote that allows other people to, you know, see maybe that's not the best idea. But if they weren't, you know, doing that, would we have the catalyst that we need in order to protect our younger generations and future generations? Or, you know, when I say younger generations, maybe I'm talking about the elders that are looking for us to bring their wisdom back that have been, you know, put in these nursing homes that, you know, it's like, okay, there's a red flag there with what's happening with the way we're progressing.
Right.
And so technology is not going to save the day all the time. It's actually a detriment to our spiritual growth if we don't bring it into balance with our spiritual development. So I think that's where we need to find our center point of balance, and then we'll know what to shut off and what to filter out when it comes to anything in the media or, you know, coming through each other.
Right.
But personally, I stay away from all that. I don't even watch movies anymore, hardly, but it doesn't mean I have a judgment on it or I don't understand that there's a place for it, but I think everybody's at a different phase and level of development.
Right. My guest tonight is Laura Eisenhower, the great-granddaughter of former President Dwight D. Eisenhower. She is an intuitive astrologist, a global alchemist, cosmic mythologist. But as I said at the beginning, I think you're just humanitarian. You're trying to help people get clear and help people basically be and realize the best they can be as a person. And I hear everything you're saying. I think that the way that I see it, and you know, we all come from different perspectives. I've dealt with so many different people that's had a lot of chronic pain problems, addiction problems, and depression, anxiety, et cetera. And I think that what I have seen over the years is this influence on our society and people. I don't think that a lot of people have the strength, so to speak, to filter, because when you're being inundated with so many images and things of the way you should be, it makes people feel inadequate. It makes people feel like they're not good enough. And I think that's really one of the negatives of people watching a lot of television and things like this, because it's a programming. I want to ask you something else. I want to talk about, because I know that you're going to be in contact in the desert on June 3rd to the 6th at Joshua Tree. I know George Norrie and other, I think Jimmy Church, other people are going to be there. And I looked at some of the things that you're going to talk about there. And by the way, just for you guys listening out there, we're giving away a free pass to that. So if they go to my Facebook page, Gregory A. Smith, MD, on his Facebook page, you can click the link and try and get a free pass for the 3-day. It's going to be an amazing situation out there. But artificial intelligence, there are people, I know that Stephen Hawking, other people are saying this is a bad thing. That could be like rise of the machines on people. But how can artificial intelligence like Siri on your iPhone, when you're just trying to find the best Italian restaurant, and she speaks back to you, is that bad, or where are we going? What's your opinion on artificial intelligence?
Well, I think the best thing we can do is realize we're in a relationship with everything. To me, that's what life is. You know, when I do my presentations, I like to frame it around, you know, our galactic history, and everything about timelines is a love story. You know, we're in relationship with the elements. We're in relationship with ourselves. We're in relationship with spirit. We're trying to create unity here, but we're already in unity. You know, it's like the immune system is already here, but it needs us to activate it. It needs us to step up to the plate. And so, you know, all this technology stuff isn't terrible, but where are we giving our power away? Where are we allowing it to dumb us down? Where do we let our morality go because we know that there's some sort of technological way around it, or there's some sort of quick fix, or you know, way to avoid a certain process that could help us to advance ourselves. And so if we look at secret space program whistleblowers,
right,
like what Corey Good's been talking about, and we look at the topic of artificial intelligence, there's not one star system or galaxy that it actually works. It wipes out all biological life. What it ends up doing is it promises utopia and all these scientific breakthroughs, but there's a deeper agenda going on connected to Dracos, connected to, you know, things that people have been shining light on, but a lot of those stories are distorted so that we never get to the bottom of it. Well, the best way to get to the bottom of anything is to look at ourselves and look at our own soul architecture and what the archetypes are and how they're getting along, you know, because if we're going to win the war, if we're going to come into a place of unity, we need to deal with the archetypes and the things that we've inherited. You know, where has our negative ego gotten out of control? Where have we bought into the system or allowed false light to become more important than developing our own spiritual light? You know, but the thing is, like, how can we include everything?
Right.
We don't want to miss any part of ourselves. We want to invite everything, you know, in the same room and say, okay, well, who should be in charge here? Maybe not the negative ego, but they, you know, we don't need to kick it out on the curb either. You know, so it's radical self-love, unconditional love, forgiveness, and just really recognizing how to restore and rebuild. And then we heal these archetypal dramas and these things that have played out throughout history that have created so much degradation of the environment and so much disconnect. So each individual has to take it upon themselves, but it doesn't have to be hard and painful, you know? That's my approach.
Right.
And that's why I love doing what I do. That's why I do the astrology, because it's not just, oh, you know, what kind of career do you have or what kind of relationship are you going to have? I like to take a person into their deeper soul journey. You know, what are your agreements? What are you here to work on and heal? and release. You know, that's going to help us to get to the next level. But we don't need to know that stuff either to be okay, because we can just tune in to what our life is trying to show us.
My guest tonight is Laura Eisenhower. If you want to call in and speak to Laura, call 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. Laura, let me ask you, when you mention astrology, there are people that really believe in it, and there's people that say it's complete nonsense. What is your take, in the sense that how you obviously think that it's very important? How do you explain that to a person that's never been exposed to this before, that how it could benefit them?
Well, I think it's a tool. I don't think it's anything that we should live by 100%. To me, it's similar to like identification. Like if you're walking on a trail and you see a tree, you know, and you look in your little guidebook and you see, oh, it's an oak tree, or that's a hawthorn berry, you know, shrub, or here's an azalea bush, or here's, you know, some perennials, and here's some annuals, and what's the difference? So, I mean, we can look at nature and put that microscope on, or we can, you know, just appreciate it for what it is. You know, there's the flower that you can admire and smell and appreciate, and then there's the biology of it, you know, that breaks it apart and explains things about it that, you know, gives us an idea of how the leaves are green and how, you know, it opens at a certain time of year and blossoms. So, you know, astrology is a science. Well, to some people, it's not a science. To a lot of people, it's not a science. To me, it gives us an idea of all these different planetary, you know, forces and how they affect us here on Earth. Our chakras, our DNA, the Earth grids, and everything down here is connected to it. The galactic zodiac is a part of the 12 spheres that encompass the stargates of this planet. Now we're dealing with a 13th sign, which helps us to, you know, understand the activation that's necessary for us to move into the neutron window, the zero point energy, which takes us into a whole nother universe, which is the ascension period. But this all exists within our own being. This is based in initiations that we go through on an individual level that we get to share with each other. That's what astrology helps us to see, but it's beyond us. So similar to like how, you know, we're affected by the sun, you know, vitamin D or the moon, or, you know, waking up in the morning and just the rhythm of the body.
Right.
You know, the planets are a huge part of this, but it's very grounded. We tend to think that it's all the stars, or it's outside of, you know, the planet, but it's actually sank into the planet and we're reawakening it. And these spheres that we're reawakening are actually connecting to the things that are coming in. So you can, you know, a person can see the metaphor and similarity between the way the laws of the human body works and how nature works and how Gaia as a planetary consciousness and physical planet, you know, operates. And so all these different energies, you know, are a part of that greater psychology and process that we're a part of, that we're a part of those pages of that greater book. But we're also needing to be empowered so that we can be the script writers, so that we're not controlled by these, you know, darker agendas or negative ETs, you know. So we also have to understand the catalyst that they can be and not be a victim to it, and do the alchemy, you know, merge the light and dark and work with the polarity and work with all these different archetypes. So and astrology is going to give us a clue about where we are in all of that, while it also brings us into that unified field so that we can recognize the oneness. But oneness is diversity and harmony. You know, it's about being able to, you know, it's like an orchestra.
Right. Laura, let me give the numbers again. It's 800-222-5222 to 800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC. This is Dr. Gregory A. Smith, and we're speaking with Laura Eisenhower, the great granddaughter of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Laura, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to touch upon this again with the astrology, because a lot of things that you're saying, many of our audience don't understand some of the terminology, so I want to break it down a little bit more when we come back.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Hi, everyone. I'm Fernando Perez with Capital Funding. According to the United States Census Bureau, there are now more than 10,000 people retiring each day in America. Many are struggling financially. Others will outlive their retirement income and depend on their family to support them. Fortunately, there is a home loan backed by the Federal Housing Administration that may eliminate your house payment. This is not one of those old reverse mortgages where the bank takes your property with all your equity when you pass away. No, you stay in your home, keep the title and all the equity in your property. You or your spouse must be at least 62 years old and have equity in your home. Imagine no mortgage payments for the rest of your life while keeping your equity and title to your home. Questions? Call us at 888-339-3934. With this new program, all of your remaining equity goes directly to your heirs. Call us at 888-339-3934. That's 888-339-3934. 888-339-3934. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, this is Chip Wade, DIY expert, TV host, and lead designer for Wade Works Creative. I recommend prioritizing your budget on the items that you use the most, like your kitchen appliances. The Home Depot can help you upgrade your kitchen this spring with smart appliances that save you more than money. With a great selection of name brand appliances like GE, Maytag, LG, Samsung, and more at low prices delivered free to your home. It's all possible at the Home Depot. Visit homedepot.com/appliances for details. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing.
Outdoor power equipment used to take a lot of space and a lot of money. That was before the Home Depot and the Ryobi 18-volt 1-plus lithium-ion trimmer edger at a new lower price of just $69.97. It's lightweight, powerful, and it's two tools in one, so it takes a lot less room in your garage and your wallet. Bring on spring with the Ryobi 18-volt cordless trimmer edger. Now just $69.97 only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid in Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-981-9332 now. That's 800-981-9332 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-981-9332 to learn more. 800-981-9332. That's 800-981-9332. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you over 25 and need to flatten your belly? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because we're giving away free trials of the Belly Flattening Discovery Nubiotics to anyone who wants to flatten their bloated belly fast. To experience dramatic results, call now for your free trial. But hurry while we're still giving them away for free. 1-800-900-3519. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. But hurry. Due to overwhelming demand, there's a strict limit of one free trial per household. Again, if you're over 25 and looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time, it's crucial that you write down this number for your free trial of Nubiotics.
Hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-900-3519. That's 1-800-900-3519. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-900-3519.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back. My special guest tonight is Laura Eisenhower, the great-granddaughter of President Dwight Eisenhower. And Laura, before we took a break, we were talking a little bit, well, a lot about astrology. A lot of the terminology you're using, it's very dense, I think, for a lot of people out there listening. Where would a person go if they wanted to? Because I see where you're coming from on this. You're saying that this is a tool. It's not the end-all, be-all, but it's a tool that can help people. Because I think a lot of times people are having problems and they don't even know why. What would you recommend for someone that's interested in that wants to see if astrology or something like this could help them?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of astrology books out there, so anybody can just, you know, go out there and Google, as you know. But what can really, like, hit home? I would say the I Ching. Some say the I Ching.
Mm-hmm.
What's amazing about it is it feels like the poetic DNA, which is what astrology is to me. So there's a lot of interpretations, you know, with astrology, and people can look up what Saturn square Pluto is and what Gemini moon is, what Scorpio square Saturn is. I mean, that information's out there, but how can we take it a step further and really understand, you know, what these planets are doing and what impact it's having on our DNA. So I would say the I Ching, which is, if anybody hasn't heard of it, it's like ancient mysticism oracle, Confucius, and it's nature, and it's the 64 hexagrams. And actually the 64 hexagrams, there's a book by Jose Arguello, it's called The Mayan Factor. They were able to connect the dots between DNA, the I Ching, the Mayan calendar, and I've taken it a step further and connected it with some things. And I've been focused on this sort of stuff since the early 90s. So the way it relates to planets, Venus is a big one, great. There's always going to be planets doing this and that, but the reason Venus is so important is because of the sacred geometry it creates. It's actually helping to heal the dodecahedrons that have been manipulated from time and time again. And what does that mean? Alchemy and our ability to expand into higher earth energies and awaken dormant strands of DNA has been compromised. Hmm. And so we're in this window period right now that's helping to correct that and helping to take us to the next level. And so a lot of the planetary alignments are throwing us into some really intense processes to help us to do that. And then, of course, everybody's got their, you know, own personal charts that tell the story of, okay, well, how are you experiencing this? What does it mean to you? And what patternings are you dealing with or taking on or resolving or healing or alchemizing? That helps us to see what our purpose is. So it is very metaphorical. It's not anything a person necessarily needs to live by, but if a person looks at the poeticness and, you know, just the essence behind, you know, some of it, there's a comfort that comes in and a relatability where it's like, oh, yeah, I have been feeling blocked or I am carrying that ancestral pattern that I want to clear, you know, and there's so much information in the chart. And so, you know, I've been doing charts for so long, you know, 20 years or so. That, you know, I can, it exists in the top layers of the iceberg and down to the depths, you know, of that go beyond this lifetime. And so, but we're a part of this larger story that's connected to this ascension. And then what's ascension is, you know, probably on people's minds.
Right.
Well, it's a grounded experience, and it has to do with restoring our DNA and activating our 12-strand DNA into greater potential. Right now, we're functioning at that. We've been dealing with the tree of knowledge. We've been dealing with duality. We've been dealing with really only living a portion of our potential. And to step into our greater potential, you know, it takes things like balancing the masculine and feminine, connecting with the earth, unifying with each other. We don't need astrology to do that, but it can help us to see what keeps getting in the way, what keeps, you know, or what are the gifts and skills that we might have lost connection to that could make all the difference to our lives and others.
Right. This is something I think people should really learn about. And I want to, we have people calling in for you. So, and unfortunately, we only have an hour tonight. So I want to make sure we can get to some of the calls. I'm going to give out the number again. It's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222, 800-ABC-KBC. My guest is Laura Eisenhower. And I'm going to bring on Phil. And Phil, can you hear me? Phil,
yeah.
Are you there? Hi there. You're on the air with Laura Eisenhower.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question?
My question is, do you believe that there are 13 zodiacs over 12 zodiac signs?
Yeah, I believe there's more than that. We have 15-dimensional. We're in a 15-dimensional time matrix that connects with our chakra system. We have 12 strands that connects with the 13. That takes us into a place of non-form. You know, then we move into like the Trinity. You know, but I don't want to get it all complicated with like religion or anything, but when we go from, you know, from 12 strand into a place of just energy and we're connecting with source, then that activation that our human vessel goes through allows our DNA to actually double, which is called a diamond double strand DNA, which takes us into 24 strand, 48. But we don't want to go too far too fast because we, you know, we're lucky if anybody's even activating strand number four. The indigo and crystals, the orphan consciousness is connected to these activations. And so, you know, the more we understand that there is no hierarchy or chosen ones, but there are those individuals or groups that are on a mission to help activate dormant strands, to help bring people up to speed, then we recognize like, oh, you know, this is the oneness field. This is the unity. So, 12. The 13 is connected in with the core of this earth. It was seated in the core of this earth. This planet was seated as an ascension planet. And there's a lot of history about all this that I share in my presentations. I've got hours of material about this. The 13th gate and the significance of the 13th gate right now. And it's interesting because I think people figure it must be far away when in actual fact it's in the core of this earth. I'm not here to create belief systems either and shove, you know, this is the ultimate truth down anybody's throat acting like I have it, but a lot of research and a lot of soul work has brought me to these conclusions.
Okay, Phil, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Laura, how can people reach you? I want to give you a chance to give us a website or something because a lot of people are going to want to learn about this and maybe even speak with you. So what's a website that people can go to as a resource for you?
Cosmic, COSMIC, Gaia, GAIA, Sophia, SOPHIA, .com. And you'll see a readings link. And I'll, you know, my work is really about, you know, helping you to activate dormant strands of DNA, helping you to get more familiar with all of that, helping to release ancestral patterns, you know, working with the alchemy, you know, really empowering a person to take the reins and manifest your future, you know, in the way that you would like to see it manifest, while also taking note of natural laws and cosmic laws that are inevitably going to play out, while also, you know, warning and helping to deactivate things like, you know, technological interferences and implants and things that, you know, can make this process, you know, difficult. And I know it's a lot for people if they're hearing about all this for the first time, but the great thing with the reading is you can ask questions. We can take our time. We can really look at what's going on with you specifically. So, yes, that's cosmicgaiasophia.com. You can find me on Facebook if that's tough to remember. My my name on Facebook's Laura Eisenhower.
Yeah, and your name, Laura, obviously because you're an Eisenhower, is easily searchable. So I think if anybody just Googles your name, your website comes right up. I'm going to get another caller on here in a minute. So people are waiting. We're going to get to you. Just hold on. I want to move a little bit to another topic, and that's the transhumanism. And this is something more and more people are hearing this term, like a merging of people and machines. What is your opinion of that? Is this a good thing? Is this where we're in that direction we're going? Or what is your opinion about that?
Well, I mean, I think it's positive to a certain degree. I mean, if you have an injury or you lose a limb, you know, it's nice to know that there's technologies that, you know, can regrow them, or, you know, that there's advancements in medicine that, you know, can help us, you know, with certain things. But if we don't pay attention to consciousness and the DNA and our spiritual abilities, then we are in dependency, you know, and that's the same sort of model that we've gotten from government and religion, you know, where there's dependency, where we need this, and we are being fed some sort of propaganda or story that we give our power to. Now, it's obvious certain things haven't worked. Certain leaders have let us down. Certain scenarios are obviously outdated. But then, okay, transhumanism, that seems like a wave of the future. Well, in a lot of ways, we are from the future. We're beyond this sort of linear, you know, projection of the past, the future, the now. I mean, we got to really just, you know, look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what do we want to become at the end of the day? I mean, we can walk a path that takes us closer and closer to our ascended mastery self, you know, where we're, you know, in energies and vibration, frequencies that, and have a knowledge base that's incredibly advanced, you know, that we can tap into. Or we can take a path of digression, you know, where we might buy into a certain timeline or agenda because it's a quick fix or because it promises something short term that we're not looking at the larger picture about. And that's where, you know, ET government treaties and some of these deeper things that I like to talk about, you know, come in.
Isn't that the concern about things like this with transhumanism or the artificial intelligence, all this stuff, is that it gets people away from being themselves, that there's more of a reliance on something else, and that opens the door, right, for people to be controlled by a negative or a sinister agenda? Isn't that a concern? Because what you just mentioned about someone that loses a limb and they can get an artificial limb, no one could argue that that's a great thing. You have Vietnam or war vets, or veterans coming back and getting artificial limbs. But we're talking about something a little bit more complicated here, right? We're talking about people that are becoming more and more dependent on machines. Isn't that opening the door for control, a sinister control?
Absolutely. And it's the same sort of thing with, you know, anything that, you know, has, you know, that just it's tempting, you know, because it seems easy and it's exciting and it's like a breakthrough. And why is it a breakthrough? Because we've been kept from these abilities for so long that it seems like, wow, you know, this is amazing. When in actual fact, it's technology is imitating nature. You know, transhumanism is an imitation of something that's already organic. So if we choose the artificial and we bypass or say goodbye to the organic, then all biological life will be wiped out, and we won't have anything. We will have only an imitation. And what is that? It means that we bought into something because we didn't connect with ourselves. We lost connection with our soul. You know, but there's a fine line. You know, we have the internet. We have, you know, technologies that I don't think any of us are ready to give up just yet. But, you know, that's where we need to be the empowered co-creator and have boundaries and know when enough is enough. You know, the same thing with food, you know. Sometimes it's not healthy to just be healthy all the time. Sometimes it's, you know, I'm just putting it into a different perspective. I'm not saying, you know, be unhealthy. It's just we need to step back and ask ourselves, what is our inner voice telling us? What is our deepest soul longing? What are our greatest needs? And where are we maybe selling out or not trusting or believing in ourselves? Well, we're not going to wake up avatars overnight. We got some work to do. So how can we kind of have the training wheels a little bit to get us where we need to be, but then know how to cut ourselves off so that we can fly and not compromise our sovereignty. Because there are control agendas that have been around for a long time, and they've been waiting for this window period to just really put their hooks in even more than they already
have. Where do the control agendas come from? What do you mean by that?
I mean, the ancient history, there's a lot of history connected to this. You know, warring aggressive races that came in, some say from another universe completely, the Dracos. Then you got the Greys. But we're dealing with a history where if we look at it on a DNA and sort of chakra multidimensional level, we're going from, like, you know, these different layers. You know, 12, 11, 10 is the Lyran system, dealing with the Orion Wars during that time, and Tiamat exploding, a planetary body, and the whole consciousness exploding. You know, then we're in this fallen sort of state where we collapse into this lower harmonic universe, and all of a sudden, we're not in the world that we were once in, and we're dealing with a completely different scenario. And in that completely different scenario, we're in this process of rebuilding. You know, we're dealing with free will, we're dealing with ego, we're dealing with Lucifer rebellions, we're dealing with dark, hidden technologies that are affecting the grids, affecting, you know, our DNA and our ability to naturally come into this human experience, you know, and heal. You know, we pass the baton, and it's more digression and more patterning that we need to resolve and wake up to. But if we're not willing to look at the game being played, then it's going to blindside us. And so there's a lot of different factors there. But, you know, if we look at it like initiations, then we can move into higher Earth energies by just awakening to something that's of a higher perspective versus a fixed belief system or lower chakra behaviors that keep us stuck in addiction or, you know, lower emotional energies that are very heavy. So it does take a lot of inner work, and it's not the easiest thing, but that's what I like to draw attention to. You know, let's give this more of a voice. Let's give it more respect and more validation so that it's not just something we need to medicate or judge, or else we're not going to really get anywhere, because that's the whole nature of the Matrix is to kind of trick us. So. Right.
But you know, when you bring up these things, the history of the universe, whatever, the things that has put us in this position, what is the end game for these entities? In other words, when I think about some of the negative agendas that occur in our society and a lot of the horrific things going on in our society, what is the end game? Is it simply to destroy the human race? Is it for control? What do you think that the ultimate goal is for the dark forces?
Well, I think I think there's different stages, similar to a person that's on a path of awakening. There's going to be different layers you're moving through on that path of awakening. You know, when you're a dark type being, you know, at first you might not be thinking of yourself as such, you know, but then the thing is, these darker beings, they compromised their DNA a long time ago. So they are not able to connect with source or spirit in the same way that we are. You know, unless we made those agreements, we have the ability and access and resource to be able to do that. And it's there with us as we speak. But when you compromise DNA, you know, for the sake of control or to set up this sort of control matrix, then you're now dealing with, now you're a vampire, basically. You're feeding and siphoning life force of others in order to stay alive. And cultures and society is built around how to get away with that. You know, but it's disguised. So these outer facades present themselves, and people, you know, see it on the news, or they, you know, see these candidates that are running for office, and they give their power away to it. You know, they either get deeply affected and jolted, or they say, okay, I believe in this person's going to get us out of this mess. And okay, yeah, to a certain degree, yeah, we might need leaders for a little bit, but that the model of the government's got to go, at least as far as I'm concerned. Dude. So these false flags and different things that have been set up, that have been playing out throughout history, has always been about feeding and harvesting and taking energy. You know, so the minute we say, hey, I'm consciously divorcing myself from this destructive force, and we allow ourselves to connect with what is inside of us, and, you know, nature and Christ consciousness, and, you know, not from a book, but from allowing our life to give us the reminders, because there's nothing that's going to give us a greater reminder than, you know, a slap in the face, you know, because of something we manifest or, you know, something that we produce that we've worked real hard to produce to, you know, make a difference to our lives and others. So it's an interesting unfoldment, and it's a blossoming. So when we look at ascension, you know, it doesn't have to get all weird. You know, it was already in the seed.
Right.
Like a flower. It was destined to bloom. It's going to bloom, you know? So we just need to nurture the process and trust the process and know that nature's got our back and not get so stressed out about it. But we have to understand the game being played and how it's draining us and distracting us, because that's the detriment that we're facing all the time.
The distractions. I couldn't agree more with the distractions. Do you think that our politicians, the people that are running, that are still left in the presidential race, do you think they are part of the problem or part of the solution or neither?
I mean, I think they sit on a sort of a teeter-totter. It's kind of like in a relationship. You know, every day it's like, are you going to show up and be a good partner, or are you going to be out of integrity, and are you going to be a cheater or a liar? I mean, everybody's got a choice every day how they're going to show up in this reality. So I like to, you know, hold space or believe in the best potential that everybody holds. But I also know there's a shadow government. There's technologies and manipulations and projects and, you know, infiltrations that are beyond what anybody can grasp. I mean, the Second World War, it's like, hello, it's like Nazis have infiltrated this country. Nothing to be afraid of, but we have to understand the infection, and we have to understand how to be an agent of being able to deflect that infection or turn it into something else.
And
Laura, you know?
And you can see that people will listen and say, how are we infected by the Nazis? I mean, a lot of people aren't necessarily know about Project Paperclip and other things like that. The average person out there may think that's crazy. Why? How could the United States be that influenced by Nazis? So how do we get people to understand this? How do people find out this information that you found out?
Well, I mean, we got to open our eyes. I mean, look at the Bushes, the Clintons. I mean, look at the people that have been in office. I mean, has anything really gotten better? I mean, we got to look at our skies and not be in denial. Yeah, it's not fun to look at the sky and say, hey, we are being sprayed, but, I mean, we can't be in denial. I mean, any of us who are parents, I mean, it's the same thing. If your kid comes home with, I mean, you got to, we got to take certain things, you know, seriously. We got to stop, you know, turning the other way and saying, oh, that's just too difficult. That's too harsh of a reality to have to face. You know, maybe we're afraid of how much work it's going to take to turn it around or what it all means, but, you know, it's a lot easier than we realize. It's just, it's about ending the relationship. And so I do a lot of metaphors like that because it's that simple. You know, if that relationship's not healthy, end it. Connect with something that's real and then watch the magic. Watch how things can change. Watch, you know, there's an immune system on this planet. This planet is a conscious being. I mean, it's earth, air, fire, water. I mean, it's got ecosystems like no other planet. So, I mean, it knows how to sustain itself. But if humans aren't participating and allowing their life force to, you know, be a part of the regenerative power that it represents, you know, then we're in this mind control trap that will merge us with machine. And when we're merged with machine, we lose our soul essence. And when we lose our soul essence, we start to digress into the very ETs that we're talking about, the ones that might be freaky that are coming back to abduct. I mean, there's no way to prove anything 100%, but if we step back and look at the larger picture and we look at timelines and we look at the potential of where we could all end up based on the choices we're making now,
yeah,
we get those answers looking at, you know, what's showing up in the here and now, because there really isn't a model of time.
Laura, there's so much information. We're up against it. We're going to have to go. Laura Eisenhower, I appreciate you being on the program. Google Laura Eisenhower. You can go to her website. It's something you need to check out. Next week, we're going to have Jim Mars. You can also see her at or go to my Facebook page, Gregory A. Smith, MD, to get a free pass to Contact in the Desert. I will see you next Saturday night.
This show furnished by GS Medical Center and Dr. Gregory A. Smith.